Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excellent rejoin request from a 781 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. To text this show, it is simple. Text line is 37937. Did anybody step up to guest DJ tomorrow, Scheim? Speaking of rejoins?
Not a soul.
Really? I thought I saw a handwritten letter from Vietnam Dick. Was that for later on down the road, or was that from last year? I saw that in the office the other day.
Oh, no, that's an old one.
It's an old one. Okay. All right. Well, there's an opportunity tomorrow because it's the Friday before Memorial Day, and we will be at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So if you want to shoot Scheim a DM.
Well, James, he loves the troops, and he wants to honor them. He could do it.
Curtis.
A lot of Raffy.
Short of some kind of a Dateline or 2020 report on your son being some kind of
prodigy
or genius. I mean, I appreciate the pride you have in him, but I'm not sure you can determine yet that he is one of the most intelligent toddlers that the world has ever seen.
He just finished the New York Times crossword this morning.
Is he a Wordle guy?
He loves the Wordle. Today's, you're really going to like today's, Greg. Courtney might not. Wordle.
Don't say what it is. I haven't done it yet.
Why are you two still wordling?
Oh, it's good to keep the brain going. Yeah.
It seems, for you, it seems to be working.
Oh, I think I've been sharper than I was, you know, a few months ago.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
That's not safe.
I still flub words, but don't we all?
I don't think Courtney's messed with trending this week.
Irony that Courtney is a big wordler?
Yeah.
I think it is irony. Oh. This is Andy from Hudson. What's up, Andy?
Not much, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's going on?
Two quick points. For one, Mahomes isn't going to have a chance to break Brady's record because he runs too much with the football. He'll get hurt early. And the other thing is what Courtney was saying about that investigation. There's just too many glitches on, you know, not just the Apple Watch. The captain lived across the street, and that's the one day his ring camera didn't work. And I also have a friend that is a little connected inside the state police, and he said that there's officers in that Canton police department that had nothing to do with this that don't want to get caught up in it, and that's where some of this leaking is coming from.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
It doesn't sound right. There's too many, you know, the Canton police didn't find the broken brake lights, but the investigator did.
Yes. It's very strange. So it'll be interesting. I agree with Courtney. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And Karen Reed spoke for the first time yesterday, which is interesting, too. Now, Wiggy's lead was that yesterday Patrick Mahomes spoke and said that he's not as interested in money as he is in winning rings. I like that. Wiggy is suggesting that maybe Mahomes is the one to beat Tom Brady or at least catch Tom Brady. I just don't see it happening. You have to have you look at the I don't think there's an argument, the greatest coach quarterback combo ever in the history of the game.
Right.
You don't have that there. Andy Reid is excellent. Maybe you do, Curtis?
I mean, he is the only one that has a shot of catching Bill, and
right.
I don't see Andy Reid. If he didn't quit when his son did what he did, He's never going to quit.
Yeah.
And
right.
So, I mean, I don't want to say this. I'm not being flip, but I don't know how healthy he is.
Yeah.
But if he wants to keep coaching, and he can, as long as he's ambulatory, he and Mahomes are going to win 11, 12 games a year.
Yeah.
So he could catch Bill. I don't know if he'll be considered Bill, but Andy Reid's head coaching resume in the NFL, if he wins, say, 4 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, he got to one with McNabb. He has the fact that he has succeeded without the greatest player of all time over Bill Belichick.
And now he arguably has the greatest player in the game right now.
It's not arguable. I think it's clear Mahomes
is
the best
player. Right. And Mahomes is only 27 years old. So he's not going nowhere. And for the next, let's say he plays, Aaron Rodgers is what, 40 years old? Mm-hmm. So let's say Mahomes plays to 40. Stop with the running stuff, the running quarterback stuff. Like,
oh, no, Andy's right about that.
No, it's like, not. Like, stop with the whole running quarterback stuff. Brady got hurt in the pocket. Yeah. Mac Jones got hurt in the pocket. Like, guys get hurt all the time.
Lamar Jackson got hurt in the pocket.
Right. Joe Burrow got hurt in the pocket his rookie year. Like, can we stop with this narrative? Like, they make it sound like Patrick Mahomes is running around like Cam Newton, where he's lowering his shoulder out there trying to run safeties and linebackers over. He played on a bum ankle and still was able to go out there and put up numbers. So he's proven that he doesn't necessarily need his legs as much.
Good question in the Twitch chat. Can we all agree that Mahomes is already better than Aaron Rodgers since he came up?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I think by far. Yeah. Right? I think statistically he's better than Brady in the first 6 years of their career, right? Yeah. Statistically, they're on the same pace as far as winning championships. And who's more likely, based on now what we know?
They're not on the same pace. I mean, Mahomes is in his, what, fifth, sixth year?
Well, Brady, I'm saying when you look at Brady at 27 and you look at Mahomes at 27.
Brady had three.
Where they were, Brady had two. 2004, Brady was 27.
Right, so he's got three.
No, 01.
It doesn't matter.
In all right, whatever. You're right. So, whatever, you're right.
Just don't question me on Brady.
You're right. So, all right, Brady had three. So I'm on their pace, they're like pretty much neck and neck. And who's more likely organization-wise to put players around Brady and Mahomes?
Who's more likely, you mean, to put players around their quarterback?
Yep.
The Chiefs or the Patriots? It would be the Chiefs.
Exactly. Yes. So if you're the Chiefs.
I think it's a full-time job deciphering what the actual question is sometimes.
I think Wiggy's point, too, is, and just to add to it, is that Andy Reid is a genius on the same side of the ball as his all-time great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick was a defensive genius.
Yeah.
So that's also something where Mahomes last year, you saw they lost Tyreek Hill. I said dynasty over, all that. Did they miss him in the Super Bowl? I mean, and Mahomes is brilliant with his speed because he doesn't run much during the regular season. In the playoffs, it was a weapon for him because he knew that it was, you had to go all in.
The real test will be the post-Kelsey era, because clearly Kelsey is what makes that offense run, outside of Mahomes, of course.
Yeah.
But when it comes to receivers, because they were able to move on from Tyreek Hill easily. But it's because Travis Kelsey also had the greatest year of his career last year. So
but
that
they'll
post-Kelsey
add,
era.
But see, that's the difference. They will add. So when Kelsey leaves, you know how Gronk left and they didn't do anything?
Yeah. They will go out
they're
there. They're willing to add.
They're willing to maybe trade for a top wide receiver in the game. They're willing to put the best offensive players around Mahomes, unlike the Patriots.
Here's an interesting text on the Subaru of New England text line that says, very easy to say you don't care about money when you are being paid $40 million a
year. Good point. Very good point.
Yes, but I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and hide me phasing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eyes.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do we start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, first of all, we start with the fact that they said it, is brought to you by AAA Work Trucks.
Oh.
Take the work out of your next work truck, AAAWorkTrucks.com. And we're going to start with Brian Scalabrine talking about the Celtics. He was on with Jones, Mego, and Arcand yesterday and talked about the Celtics locker room and all those rumors about fake liking each other and all that. Scal addressed all of it.
As far as, like, if you thought Joe Mazzulla wasn't the guy at the time, they couldn't hire another head coach because Ime Udoka was suspended and you'd have to be an interim coach from somewhere else. So it's like, it's a complicated matter. As far as like the players fake liking each other, I think that's probably a good thing. If that, I don't know if that's happening. You know, I don't think that you have to be best friends. I know Chris Forsberg tweeted out that you went to Topgolf, right? And now all of a sudden now things are good.
Right.
No, what happened is you defended. You played hard. You played with some sense of urgency. And whether you went to Topgolf or didn't, like, that's not, I don't know if that makes a difference. But I know players that don't get along that get along unreal on the court. Shaq and Kobe, they were unbelievable together. Hard to stop. They didn't get along. You know, like, it's just the way it goes. So all that stuff is, to me, it's nonsense. It's just one individual's perspective and how they're looking at it.
Interesting. So Scal says, even if they do fake like each other, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You don't agree?
I mean, Scal knows way more than I know, but to me, I think that it matters if guys get along or not. The chemistry has to be there, I think, for a team.
But he's right, though. We talked about Shaq and Kobe. I talked about Jordan and Pippen. Yeah. You don't have to like each other.
You have to like each other on the court, though.
No. You have to be able to play together. That's where he misses the point. Shaq and Kobe were able to play together on the court.
Right.
Tatum, it's not about liking each other. It's about being able to play together and have that synergy as basketball players on the court. They don't do that. They look like two different players out there in two different games.
I think Scal was talking about himself. Piers Garnett and Allen didn't like him.
All right. What's next, Shime?
Next, we have a bit of pitch clock drama in Major League Baseball. It was the Diamondbacks game, and John Kruk just started freaking out in the announcer's booth about all of this pitch clock drama and the quote-unquote fake rules that seem to be just popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah, sure. I think he's going to be called out on this one, John. Let's see. Maybe not, because he would have walked back with Torrey Lovello.
So all that for nothing.
So 0-2, he's not called out. This is what's going on. And now, time is called again. And now, Kimbrel is being charged with the ball. And here comes Rob Thompson.
What a joke. What a circus this game's turned into.
Yeah, Rob's hot.
He should be. That was Kimbrel supposed to do.
Kimbrel's ready to go.
They had a meeting for 15 minutes, and he steps on the mound, and they call the... This is a joke. It's all right. Keep making up rules until no one knows what's going on.
And now Kimbrel and Rojas are going at it.
I mean, it's interesting to me when it comes to the pitch clock, because mm-hmm. I think most people, at least fan-wise, observer-wise, think it has improved the game experience immensely. It's just certain pitchers who can't seem to get their hand around it.
But if the pitchers are right, and we see, you know, whether it's fatigue or, you know, mm-hmm. they're losing their juice quicker in their career than normal, that'll stink.
Growing
if we don't
pain.
Have longevity for these pitchers...
Yeah.
But I would say what was the issue of what they don't know? That's what I don't get. You have 20 seconds with a guy on base, correct? And 15 when what is so difficult for you to get that?
Like nothing. It's been working in college and in the minors for years.
I get the rule is stupid that you have to be looking at the pitcher with 8 seconds or whatever it is on the pitch clock, but you know that. Like, how are you getting confused of these rules when you know exactly what they are.
Yeah. Not to mention, in college and in the minors, your support staff, i.e. trainers and doctors, are not nearly the caliber that they are in Major League Baseball. Like, it's just such a childish bitch from entitled baseball players.
We will get to ask a baseball guy about this coming up at 9 on today's show during the front office report with Chaim Bloom. That is They Said It. And this is Courtney with What is Trending This Hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Sox get swept by the Angels. They're off tonight. They're in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks tomorrow. And the Patriots had their OTAs canceled today and next Tuesday for a violation of off-season rules. The violation has not been released, and I'm sure it will be a big question when Bill talks to media on Wednesday after the second missed OTA. Celtics Heat Game 5 at the TD Garden. That takes place tonight. Tip is at 8:30. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's quick plug. Come watch Game 5 with us tonight.
Yes.
At the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach.
Correct.
So if you're unable to make it tomorrow to the road show, come out tonight. We'd love to hang out and watch the game with you. And it's going to be a banger of a basketball game, Curtis.
It really will be.
Just like the weather.
Oh, great segue.
Thank you.
You should win a Marconi.
Thank you.
51 degrees, sunny skies. It's going to be gorgeous all weekend.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Chime, the voice of an angel. Audio eulogy ongoing this morning for the great Tina Turner, who we lost yesterday at the age of 83 years old. Mm. And a point of clarification apparently required for some in the Twitch chat with regard to tonight's activities. So we will be in the 207 in Maine, my adopted home continent, at Sebago Brewing Company around 5.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a dinner, and then we will be at the Brunswick after dinner to watch the Celtics game. So I want to be clear, because
some Brunswick people... in Old Orchard.
Yes, yes. You're not going to Brunswick, Maine, Curtis.
Right.
You are going to Old Orchard Beach, and can't wait. And then the road show is tomorrow. Road show tomorrow, presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. We'll see you there.
And Greg, I know that the dinner portion is really for show only.
Yes.
But I think that I may have a special guest joining us.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Very exciting.
A special guest that I believe Greg got to know at my wedding.
Oh.
What?
Very interesting.
Oh, so she'll just be there very briefly.
Well, that we might be going to her.
How dare you?
How well did he get to know her at your wedding?
Curtis, do not.
Pretty well.
All right.
Do not attack my stamina.
Wow.
So she'll be there for the amuse-bouche.
She is. She's from that area.
Yeah, she is.
I have so many questions.
I don't.
I tried for everybody at home to get her to do a 5 questions on the show live Friday, but unfortunately she has work.
I don't remember you running that by anybody on the program who happens to be in charge.
Oh. A-plus move, Courtney.
I don't.
Yes. Yeah.
She's coming to dinner?
I believe she is, yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Wow. Well, if there's a sock on the door, you know what that means.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, you could do you could do 5 questions at dinner, I guess,
and maybe record it.
Oh, I will be recording.
Oh, you will, Curtis.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Which one is your good eye, man?
I mean, I feel like that's something you would run by somebody like me. Like,
well, you did run by her in a way.
I feel like that would be something that came up before we made the dinner and the reservation.
All right, I'll cancel.
It could be awkward.
You will not.
Do you think it will be awkward?
Excuse me, have you had a tragedy in your family? What led you to this decision?
I feel like it could be, I mean, the song, the Peaches and Herb song, mm-hmm. Reunited, comes to mind.
Uh-oh. Mm.
And it feels so good. And,
yep.
Oh, God.
I mean, gross. I hope she doesn't mind. I'm a road warrior. I'm only in town for one night.
That is it. And it could, I hope it could be the second greatest night of her life.
This means that Greg might be 3 minutes late to the brewery.
Yeah. Just reminder, we're all staying at the same house.
How do you not bring that up, though? I mean, jeez.
It's better for me to bring it up now than just spring it on you once we arrive.
Yeah. Courtney, today is the day you became a sports radio host.
What's that noise? Oh, Greg and his friend are wrestling in the room. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to bring earplugs.
Don't worry. It'll be like an earthquake. Short-lived.
Do you think our eyes will lock immediately when she arrives with you at dinner? How do you think it'll go?
I would imagine.
Okay.
That, you know, it won't feel like anyone else is in the room.
Oh, I just saw her on Twitter. She described it as a shooting star.
All I know is that last year, staying at the shack, I could hear Greg's alarm going off loud and clear. So just keep that in mind tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
What do you mean gross, Curtis?
Do you want me to hear you heavy breathing for a minute or two? No.
It's a perfectly normal human activity. My God, get over it.
Some people just do it to procreate.
You're such a juvenile.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, well, that seems to be what you're attracted to.
What if it's... I mean, it could be fantastic or it could be wildly awkward. I feel like you should run something like that by the host of the program.
Well, this was me doing that.
Before you spring it upon him.
Wow. Mm.
Well, to be fair, you sprung yourself upon her. So. Yeah.
You didn't run it by me at my wedding, so.
Well, I think it's going to be pretty entertaining because at the wedding, we know it was multiple times.
Right.
So generally, that means it had to be good. So when you link back up, it's like, you know, maybe we pick up where we left off.
It'll be a 2-martini night for me to make sure that I sleep soundly through the night. Yeah. Apologies to Curtis, who doesn't have that option.
They might not even make it to the shack. Where'd they go? Oh, they had a bathroom break.
Oh.
The Cocoa, what does this text say? The wedding mystery girl is huge. If you get the 5 questions with her, well, what do you do? Ask them at the dinner thing? It's going to be loud with people talking. Curtis is not going to be able to record it.
Oh, I'm sure we could figure it out.
I can be resourceful when I want to be.
I believe we have a lav mic hanging around somewhere that we could strap on.
She can't call in.
Not the phrase I would use.
It doesn't. You want her to do a call in? Like, that doesn't.
No, I think what we do is we get her at dinner and, you know, we sit her down. We give her a little mic. And we ask the burning question. So if you on Twitch,
don't use the term burning, please. Who gets the five questions?
Well, yeah, I think we love our Twitchers, and if you want to text in a burning question you have, we would love to take them into.
I know exactly what my question would be.
Oh, ooh,
it's unbelievable.
How long?
Now, see, this is what I don't like, is you do something like this, and then people start attacking me in the Twitch chat.
Oh, no.
Like, I think I just saw somebody in the Twitch chat say, is she bringing her seeing eye dog? The woman can see.
Yes, very well.
She's 20/20 vision.
Yeah, she's actually one of the smartest people that I know,
really?
Actually.
If it's okay, Courtney, I know it's your friend, I'm going to order for her because she clearly has poor judgment.
I want to know who made the first move.
Yeah.
And how it went down.
Mm-hmm. That would be your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like, I want to know if she needed a snorkel for how much Greg sweats.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Where did it rank? Never mind.
That's a good question.
Right.
You can ask her that.
There was another half to that question.
If you combined the two escapades, was it a normal duration?
Well, I think it's what every you know guy wants to know. Does size really matter?
Right.
Let's do rankings on length and girth.
Yeah,
what is wrong with you people? My God, Courtney.
You said you have a small penis, so.
I don't think I said small. Yeah, I think I said, forget the drop. No,
Sean.
I think I said above average.
No, I believe you said small.
People that say above average have small ones.
Well, clearly,
Curtis is really enjoying this.
She came back for more, so right, you did something right.
I have a small penis.
She did come back for more.
Well, she was looking to see if there was more there.
Then it's going to be awkward at, like, the end of dinner. Like, then what happens? Like,
you didn't have an issue leaving the wedding.
Does she come to the Brunswick? Oh, my God.
Oh, just maybe, hey, any chance you guys are going to hook up again?
Huh?
Any chance that...
What, that's going to be your question for her?
You gonna, you going to put a nice little nightcap on tonight?
I hope my parents skip the Brunswick tonight. Reminder that they're coming to this show.
Oh, they'll probably be... Your father would probably...
Nothing crazy will happen at the Brunswick.
Yeah, but you know, my parents probably will sit back. They also listen to the show, though, so they're very clear on what went down at the wedding. Uh-huh. And they've known, you know, my sweet friend since she was just a baby. So,
well, clearly, I think the biggest, like I said, my biggest question is, where did the first move and what was the first move that, and I'm not talking about the BS move, that made you go, okay, we about to get
it on? Yeah, that's a good question.
My question for Greg is she now out of your age range?
Because there has to be something, like the conversation had to go from, all right, we're cool, to a sexual conversation.
Yeah.
Because if you just met her, let's be honest.
Let me tell you something. If you've ever seen the video of the dance floor grind, there were no words necessary. Mm-hmm. Okay?
But like, sweet nothings but was there was he no whispering
sweet
in your ear?
There's no sweet nothings in your ear. Let's be honest.
Sweet nothings region?
It's like when Bill Belichick sees a potential special team star. No words necessary.
There's no...
Greg just knows.
Well, there must have been something because they left before the end of the after party.
It went straight to freak mode.
Right. Oh,
it was a one-night stand for her.
Greg,
she had
was
never
the
met...
last thing she said to you since the wedding, that's it?
She had never met Greg before, right?
Correct. No.
So it was basically, a one-off, a jump-off. Right? If you go in there on a wedding and you're giving it up on the within the first night, that means it's a jump-off. So what... It wasn't no sweet nothings. It's like, hey, girl, look, come on, let's go. You wearing panties?
Oh.
There's had to be something. That's my point.
That's
you
one
need
of my least
East
favorite
Coast
words.
Metal roof, hun?
There had to be something freaky that was said for her or him.
Did you put on a bone playlist?
Well, maybe she, that's what I'm saying. Greg.
A bone playlist? What is wrong with you, Courtney?
Yeah,
people have bone playlists.
I think when you say people do, I think you and Santo do.
No,
my lord.
Everybody in college, everybody always had bone playlists.
Oh, it's like sex music.
Hey, lady. MDBs, we called them, midday bones.
Lady, you want to come meet me at the crossroads?
No, it's your sex music. Is it like...
Yeah, what would be Greg's number one
song?
But
in that case...
It's the Glenn Miller Orchestra. That's what I have in my bone playlist.
In that case, there was no like... That wasn't like lovemaking sex music. This was straight up like... You know, I'm hot for teacher. We're putting on raunchy set. But she might have approached him.
Right. Do you think he takes his glasses off?
Yeah, that's what I do. I go, hey, can you turn the lights down, light that candle, let me take my glasses off, and then let's play some music.
And Courtney. Courtney, you have it backwards. Greg asks her to take the glasses off.
Some big band music, huh?
That pace would be very fast to stay
on
beat.
But that's what, maybe we, this whole time, maybe she approached Greg on the freak talk.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I could see that.
Actually, I believe we have audio from the night of Courtney's wedding.
No, we don't.
I think we do.
No,
yeah, we do.
Because if it was a grind on the dance floor, did she reach for him or does he reach for her?
Right.
See, the thing is, honestly, I don't want Curtis anywhere near her.
Oh, like, I'm so excited. I have not been this excited in a long time.
I don't know why she needs to come to dinner.
I have so many questions.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Because this was like a straight, like I said, it was a straight jump off moment.
Yeah,
I just
mean,
wrote
ever,
one down. My
ever since
question.
This happened, I remember circling Maine on my road show list and saying, this one will be interesting.
What's the question?
My first question is, after it ended abruptly, did Greg blame staying on the clock?
No, he said the sauce was broken. Oh, man. I'll tell you, Greg. Hey, listen. I there's a few questions that I would have.
But
there's a few questions.
But you want to pay me a compliment. Because she's coming back tonight for dinner.
Right. But you already said it was multiple times, so clearly you had to do something. I just wanted to know.
I didn't say it was multiple times. I think Courtney said
no,
that.
You did.
You bragged about it.
Yeah.
No, I think you said that we left the after reception thing or whatever. But that
and then you
been.
Said, and maybe one more in the morning.
That was to look at, it was a beautiful night. That was to look at the stars and the planet alignment.
Oh. Okay. See, I thought it was more than once.
It was
yeah.
In her after the event basket, did you give her a Red Sox magnet?
Yeah, a logo WEI Red Sox refrigerator magnet.
It's yes. Like the Jeter basket.
Don't throw that out. That's a Sam Adams Wicked IPA.
Hold on, let me try one. Do you have the rim shot ready? I gave her a WEEI pen, but it was not ink filled.
God. Jeez.
Oh, you can all do it, but I can't.
You're like a dad.
Descriptive.
When was your wedding?
June. We're coming up on the year anniversary.
What if she shows up with a 1 month old?
Oh, Wiggy, great point.
Curtis, I mean, Wiggy
great point.
What is wrong with
you?
Wow. I'll bring James. They could be friends.
Imagine. Wait,
you already took down Tina Turner. Don't wish that on Greg.
Wow.
Shows up.
Look, it's Carlos.
Greg, I'd like you to meet your son. Jaguar?
Jaguar?
Well, that's his name. Maybe it's a cool name. I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah.
Jeez. Who does that without, like, somebody you work with, a friend, if you will? Uh-huh. Who does that?
Me.
Courtney, well, you are employee of the week.
But see, Courtney, I don't think it's going to be awkward.
It's not going to be awkward.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to go down again.
Sparks fly.
Bro, what if she shows up with a boyfriend or something like that?
Oh, probably not.
Then you guys will have a threesome.
Oh.
Because if she's showing up with her man.
Yeah, I don't know how you roll, but.
Maybe he's a cuck.
What in the hell?
How did we get here?
I don't know.
There's no way she shows up with a guy and then they're like, oh, who's this guy? Oh, this is the guy that I smashed at Courtney's wedding.
Right.
The first time I met him.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to dinner 20 minutes early just so I can make sure I capture the reintroduction.
This is Krista from Boston. Hey, Krista.
Hello.
What's up?
I just feel like people are shaming and making fun of the fact that they're having one-night stands, and people should just do whatever they want.
Yeah,
and
they
I think
should.
It's awesome that you hooked up with someone at a wedding. I just did, too.
Oh, you just did as well.
Hey, right.
Oh, Krista, how was it? Love make?
It was awesome. Yeah.
Who made the first move? Because we're trying to figure that out with Greg and your situation.
I did.
Ooh, see?
I love it. That's girl
why,
power.
That's why I told you. I wouldn't be surprised if the girl made the first move on Greg.
And yes, I do have a smash list.
She has a smash list.
I think Courtney calls it
a playlist. Let me clarify.
A smash list.
Oh, smash
what's,
music.
What yeah. you, what's the, what songs are out? What do you have? Name one song that's on it.
Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
By Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, that's that would
wow,
have
deep cut.
That's some deep freakiness cut. Right there. I told you. It usually, if it's like
Greg
jump off.
Greg just has a single song.
Usually if it's
I have closer by One Inch Nails on there.
Now I need to Google Nine Inch Nails closer and see what the song sounds.
This does not feel like a
rejoin.
Doesn't feel like what?
It does not feel like a love making tune, if you will.
What, Nine Inch Nails? Closer? I want to hear it.
I want to hear it.
Don't know the song.
No. So there's an explicit tag on it. I just don't know where the
I
explicit
I want to blank
is.
You like an animal is the list.
Oh, so she likes it rough.
Yes,
oh.
That's why I said most jump off music lists, like, you know, one night or relatively early.
You can tell a lot by a person.
I usually freak mode songs. Uh-huh. There's no, like, love. Okay. You're not, like, playing, like, Teddy Pendergrass. Like, you know,
Wiggy, we know you're crazy.
We know you're just the you're,
no, no,
you're
I
sex
like,
expert.
DonJuan.com.
I'd like to say I am a professor.
Yes.
That's of sexology.
We knew the topic.
Curtis, you come to my class. I can
I would
teach
love
you a
to.
Lot.
I'll be like that guy in...
I'll start you in the beginning.
Forgetting Sarah right. Marshall.
Right. Sexology so, 101.
We are so far behind, but that
that's
is,
what she said.
Nailed it. That's what she said.
Well done, Wiggy. All right. The news of Courtney coming up next, including the dumbest of the day. We'll find out why one elected official in this country has a big problem with globes. Hopefully Razor's listening for this one. We'll get to that coming up next.
It's time for...
People who have lost faith in the tea, I tell them, stay tuned, right?
The news.
If we lose faith, then why are we even trying?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Might be a private... you know how they have the private people that go?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Silicon Valley.
On WEEI.
All right, we're going to kick this thing off with Ron DeSantis, who has announced his run for president in 2024. Oh. He took to Twitter to make the announcement, and we have the audio of how that went down.
Our border is a disaster. Crime infests our cities. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet, and the president flounders. But decline is a choice. Success is attainable, and freedom is worth fighting for. Righting the ship requires restoring sanity to our society, normalcy to our communities.
All right.
Yep.
All very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like Tim Scott, although Tim Scott would be the first unmarried president that this country would elect.
Since Andrew Shepard.
great movie. I know you love that movie.
American President.
No, I think it's since like Grover Cleveland, yes, or somebody.
And
like
what was
that.
The mood then?
I think the mood of the country may have been different, Curtis, at that time.
You know what? I'm going to shock you. You know who I'm supporting for president?
Who?
RFK Jr.
I would vote. If I were going to vote in that for that particular party, I might vote for him.
I love that guy. I love that he's honest. Nobody has a more keen understanding of the things the CIA will do than the nephew of JFK and the son of RFK.
I love how he's out there like saying, yeah, no, the CIA definitely killed my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's interesting. Tim Scott, I think, was a virgin until he was in his 30s.
Oh.
So
you can speak to that as well.
That's somebody who would focus on the job at hand.
Yes.
I think so.
I wouldn't use that slogan.
Dale here.
Oh, gosh.
Donald Trump tweeted after the announcement saying, "Rob, my red button is bigger, better, stronger, and is working. Truth, yours does not."
He said, what? "Rob."
Rob.
Was that a typing?
He did in quotes. Okay. Rob.
Okay, interesting.
So it must be made of fun.
Is Ron? But
what's his red button?
Okay. I don't really understand.
All right, interesting.
Yesterday, Senate voted to fund drug testing kits to be distributed to bars, restaurants, and other nightlife venues as the rise in spiked drinks in the city has been continuing.
I like this.
Me too.
They're spending $300,000 mm-hmm. on providing drink testing kits in the city. I think that's good use of that money, I think.
Now, but how does it work,
though? Right. So I would wonder, so if you are suspicious that something might be wrong, they test it on the site, or every time you leave your drink, you test it?
I don't know.
Because sometimes it's too little, too late once you're testing a drink.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to figure out.
Yeah,
that
don't really seem make sense on how they're going to be able to actually.
Maybe it's a type of cup that changes a color, or it's those straws that change color if there's some type of substance.
Oh, see, now that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if it's that would be a smart idea there.
Yeah. Yep. Fetty Wap has been sentenced to 6 years in prison after he pled guilty in August to conspiracy to distribute and possess controlled substances. Now, he and six other men, including a New Jersey corrections officer, allegedly distributed more than 100 kilograms of cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, and crack cocaine across Long Island and New Jersey from June 2019 to June 2020. His lawyers are arguing that it was a financial decision on Fetty Wap behalf because he had lost so much money during the COVID pandemic.
Right. And what better way to get it than drug money, right?
Now, does he go to like one of those celebrity prisons?
Nah.
Like the one, like the easy one, like where Martha Stewart went or what?
He had one song.
That's
I don't know
it.
If he's
okay.
necessarily
okay.
a celebrity.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to Gen Pop with everybody
okay.
else.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
That burn after reading note from Brian Laundrie's mother has been released.
This story is despicable.
It's worse than I thought. if you need a refresher, mm-hmm. Brian Laundry was the man who admitted to killing his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, while on a cross-country road trip. Gabby Petito was his fiance. He then killed himself. His remains were found in Florida, mm-hmm. along with a backpack. There was a note inside this backpack from his mom that was addressed to him, not dated, and said burn after reading. So two of the most telling parts of this letter. If you're in jail, I will bake a cake and put a file in it. If you need to dispose of a body, I will show up with a shovel and garbage bags. Her lawyer, Roberta Laundry, is saying that it was written well before Gabby and Brian went on this road trip.
What?
I don't buy that at all.
So basically, these are the people, by the way, who helped the police find out, just randomly,
mm-hmm.
helped find out where his body was.
Correct.
They wouldn't give the police any information the whole time. And she's saying, I'll help you bury a body with a shovel?
And if this
was... they should be charged. 100%.
100%.
Why haven't they been yet? Honest to God, these people should belong in jail.
Are they trying to say this is like their letter to their son about how they're willing to do anything to protect
them? She's trying to say that these are from books that that she and Brian loved. Well, in court, they brought these books up, and they're like, never in this does it say that you'd get a shovel to dispose of a body or bake a cake with some type of file in it if you're in jail. Like, yeah. she's lying through her teeth, and why would he have an honor on him if it was from well before any of this went down.
Yeah.
The whole thing is so messed up. The worst part about it, when you think about it, is that this mother talked to another mother trying to find their daughter, Gabby, even though she allegedly knew that Gabby was already dead.
Yeah, it's awful.
Awful. Awful. All right. Well, we can go to the dumbest of the day now.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Yeah, I don't want to. This is not a shot directly at Kyrie Irving, although it will sound like it. A Georgia politician of the GOP, Candace Taylor, says that we are being brainwashed by, any guesses, you know, cable news, Greg Hill, you know.
The FDA.
The FDA, very good point. Nope. Globes.
The globe, this thing you spin in the classroom?
The globe, the round globe is lying to you. The earth is flat.
Okay.
Let's hear her commentary here.
I can't unsee this. All the globes everywhere. I turn on TV. There's globes in the background. There's globes on there right here. Like, this would be a globe if I was a normal person. Like, everywhere there's globes. My children are like, Mama, globe, 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 globe. They're everywhere. And that's what they do to brainwash. And so for me, if it is not a conspiracy, if it is, you know, real, why are you pushing so hard? Everywhere I go, every store, you buy a globe. There's globes everywhere. Every movie, every TV show, news media. Why?
I have one thing that I would say. if she had removed the S, I would have totally agreed. The globe is brainwashing people.
So she's a flat earther and believes that there's some sort of a worldwide conspiracy to brainwash people with a spinning globe so that the world looks round and not flat.
What do the flat earth people say?
What's the benefit?
When you ask them, well, what about the images of Earth from outer space?
They have no answer to that.
They just say it's fake news.
Images don't exist.
But what's the benefit for these people that we are being brainwashed? Like, why do they?
They want to be told the truth about the Earth, whether it's flat or whether it's
or like
round.
The moon.
Why
landing.
Do they care?
It's like the moon landing.
Here's the other thing, Greg, and I would have a million questions for her, not as many as the dinner date that's coming tonight. But I would ask this one. She sounds like, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but my guess is she's a religious person.
Yes.
In every hotel room, what is there?
A Bible.
So is that just people trying to lie to you because they have a Bible everywhere?
It's so wild. These people believe this stuff.
Oh, God.
But does she
did she also say in that, if I were a normal person?
But does she have an answer? Do they, flat earthers, have an answer for that? Or are they saying that the pictures from space are not real.
They say they're not real.
Wait, okay. It's the same thing with 9/11. They say it was actors, but everybody lost people on the planes, and there's like remnants of the planes. There's no secondary answer for things. People just say stuff.
All right, that's the news. Good job, Courtney.
Thank you.
Coming up next, there is a lead muffin to be awarded on this show.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.